Would you die for someone in your family? A loved one? What about some of you parents? Would you die for any of your children? Now, what about for God? Would you die for God, His will? Well, we have a perfect example of someone who would, and you probably know who it is. It's Jesus. Turn to Mark 10, verses 32 through 34. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And on the third day, he will rise again. So Jesus was tried by the Jews, then by Pilate, then by Herod. And when they asked him, "Are you the Son of God?" he didn't deny. So they crucified him. And he was willing to be crucified because it was God's will and God needed him to do that. And his last words were, "Father, into your hands." Another person who died for God was Stephen. And Stephen was a deacon. And then he became a preacher, and he started to convert people, and he started to convert Jewish priests. And the Sanhedrin put him on trial because they didn't like that. And when he was on trial, he began to preach. Turn to Acts 7, verses 51 through 60. Stephen says, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, and now so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers of, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it." And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." And they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city, and they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Stephen's last words were, "Jesus, receive my spirit." And as Jesus did, Stephen died because he knew that he needed to get the word out, and he needed to preach to those people. And he was willing to understand that. And something that I found interesting when I first read this was it says that Saul was there when he was stoned. And Saul was converted to Christianity. And after that, he endured a lot and he was persecuted. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians verses 11, 24 through 28. Paul says, "From the Jews, five times I have received 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches." So as you can see, after he was converted to Christianity, he was persecuted, and later he was killed by the Romans, and it was believed that he was beheaded. But as Stephen and Jesus, he knew that he had to do this, and he knew it needed to be done. But it wasn't only people from the New Testament who laid down their lives for God. It was also people from the Old Testament. Turn with me to Hebrews 11, verses 32 through 37. It reads, "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms and worked righteousness, obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Women received their dead raised to life. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still, others had a trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. Were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskin, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented." The Old Testament people went through the same as the New Testament people. And as all the other people, they knew the same thing, that God needed them to do this. But we looked at all these people from the Bible, and we see the same thing happening with a lot of them. But nowadays, we're not being persecuted, and we need to go out and be more like them and spread the word as much as we can, because we're not being persecuted, and we could do this a lot easier than they had it. And we have perfect examples of people who did that and laid down their lives, even when being persecuted, and got the word out. So, in conclusion, we need to be ready to die for Christ like Stephen, Jesus, and Paul.